Hello, Thorsten. My name is Jan Ditte, and in this talk, I want to talk with you about the user in the cultures of UX design and open source. Design and open source projects seems sometimes pretty hard, and different reasons for that have been suggested, that maybe designers should learn more Git, or that the tools are lacking for designers, and so on. And I think those are all very valid reasons. But I think we should also look at the differences in cultures. There might be different values and different practices that people are used to doing. I'm going in with a closer reading of two seminal texts of those disciplines. And the first of them I took as example for open source development and open source projects is Eric Raymond's The Cathedral and the Bazaar. And for UX design, I took a text that I think many would say is sort of the seminal text of UX design, which is Donald Norman's The Design of Everyday Things. And in those texts, both talk about users. And I think it would be very interesting to juxtapose those two and look at sort of their different conceptions there. And I think the most striking thing in the Cathedral and the Bazaar is that the user and the creator are the same person. And this starts at the very first idea that is conveyed about the user and the creator. Every good work of software starts by scratching a developer's personal itch. This is like the first principle that Eric S. Raymond puts forth here. Developer sees a problem that they themselves perceive, and they go to solve that problem for themselves first and foremost. And this is what, according to Eric S. Raymond, every good work of software starts with. But this theme also continues. There will grow a community, ideally, around that open source project. And this then continues this topic that the users of that software should be treated as co-developers, as the best and most efficient way to improve your program. Code improvement and effective debugging are called here as the major concerns that are connected with that. So your project is growing, treat users as co-developers. So here you have like user and creator as ideally the same person, creating for their own need and use, and in attracting other similar people who are also co-developers slash co-users. And now we will look into the seminal text of UX design that I picked here standing for this discipline of UX design. And this is The Design of Everyday Things by Donald Norman. And here you see very clearly that user and creator must be different. And Donald Norman suggests there is a difference, and creators often become expert with the device, but they might not become experts with the task, because this is what the users are doing. So you have like a strong difference here, like you have creators, experts with the device, with the technology, and users being experts in the tasks that should be done. And that this goes into the organization of the whole project, and that like teams of creators need a vocal advocate for the people who will ultimately use the interface. Norman says they tend to simplify their own lives rather than catering towards the specific needs of the users in the situation of usage, for which they are experts, as we learned in the previous slide. And the only way to find out if your product works is to test the designs on users, people that are similar to the eventual purchaser of the product as possible. So you should find people who are similar to those people who will use the product in the end and try prototypes and ideas with them in order to have these counter checks towards making your own life easier or being too much of an expert with the device already and not seeing anymore what is important here. So this is like a topic that is repeated in Norman's works, but also in works of other usability and UX thinkers that user and creator must be different and that you shouldn't have the idea that you're as omniscient to say that you know what users want. You need to check that. You need to be suspicious here. Collapsing user and creator is bad. Different expertises in those roles is good. So here we have those in contrast. You have the idea that in the cathedral and the bazaar, users are ideally the same person. They're creating for their own need and use. They scratch their own itch and they will attract other similar people. And in the design of everyday things, you have different expertises between user and creator who have different interests, as you saw in like people tend to make their own lives easier rather than the users. And creators thus need to learn what helps users by empirical methods. They need to do the research. And this also assumes a certain context in which the product is created, which is for the cathedral and the bazaar, a community of like-minded user and creators who can collaborate and who can code. And in the design of everyday things, probably assumes an organization with a somewhat of a division of labor, and that organization being dedicated to creating products that are probably bought at some point. Those are very different contexts. So some things that might seem obvious for one side might seem weird for the other. So just building a feature that seems interesting might be great according to the ideas that are put forth in the cathedral and the bazaar, but for UX designers might seem somewhat strange or problematic. And testing with users before building anything, trying that slowly out instead of just coding and seeing if it works for you, might be a problematic idea towards a developer in an open source project, at least if you follow the cathedral and the bazaar's ideas here. It's like probably not that much fun. You need some resources to get those users, and you don't have this user creator in Unity. And you see that also in how UIs look. And I think the best UI, if I may put forth so for an open source project, might actually be the command line. In the ideas how people should work together, this might be a really good UI for that work, because you can, for example, add a parameter or call another program from the command line without this like cluttering the user interface. It's really good. You can have a lot of options in a rather minimal UI that isn't cluttered by all those functions. And you also have a lot of possibilities, adding parameters, calling other programs. On Unix, you can also pipe. That gives you a lot of freedom to develop for the command line and have your interface there. So it's easy to modularize, but as many designers will tell you, it's really hard for users, but because you don't see what you can do. And this is the advantage for modular development, because what you can't see can't clutter the interface, but it also makes it hard for beginners. So looking at an idealized UI, maybe from the view of a UX designer, as a suggestion, look at applications like some early Mac applications, or here I think sort of elementary OS is like a good embodiment of that idea. They are harder to modularize, but they are very good for beginners. So you have one coherent UI. It works like you know, like it's based on standards. There's few experimentation. It's rather coherent. And adding a button would be like quite a political thing that needs to discuss through and through. It's like not very flexible. There is one coherent concept. So this clashes quite a bit with that idea of like-minded users scratching their itches and adding by that to the project. So a curious thing like what is modular about user interfaces, graphical user interface icons. And so like a lot of open source design in some projects is like redesigning icons. And people do a really good job here. I think those icon sets from LibreOffice are pretty great. But one reason why that is also so popular among designers and open source projects, this is one of a few things where not a lot of code made by other people needs to be changed, but this is a modular aspect about interfaces that can be swapped out easily. So this is very attractive in a sense to work on that thus. One thing that would be pretty interesting, I think, would be boundary objects, like things that both disciplines can work on and with together. And I think there are some that are quite well suited for the work of open source development and designers. And I think that would help with some small wins here. And the first thing I want to suggest is having like an interface guideline for your project. Those are rather elaborate documents in which there are suggestions of when to use which UI element when you design an interface. They were pretty popular in the 90s for a good reason, because UX design as a role wasn't as widespread then. And they are, I think, really good. The main thing would be picking one for your project. Just take care that they really give like specific advice. Particularly the Windows ones are good, I think, in specific advice. Here's a screenshot from the Win 32 guidelines. So they clearly show here like what a balloon pop-up should be used for and what not, and what different parts it has. And it's like very clear, even if you are not a designer, you can understand when you should use it and when not. So interface guidelines, don't write them yourself, just pick one. Again, slight constraint of your creativity, but it's really useful also as a coordination mechanism, and they often lead to really good interfaces. They are written by really clever people who have thought out this stuff. Design systems are a bit more on the technical side, basically UI elements and how you combine them. And in contrast to user interface guidelines, they are rather popular on web projects that have a more stronger variety of UI elements and particularly of visual styles. And there are some systems like Storybook that bridge really well to the written code. Here you see your design system I worked on for our donation page. It's like just a little design system. It's not super elaborate. You see here, like on the left are the single elements with the spacing and some advices then in the comments. And on the right is a page assembled from those elements. So you have a lot of like, basically like Lego bricks, how you can combine them in that final design, and not every time, like sort of you call in a designer anew, you have your bricks already ready made. The third and final one would be extendable UIs, which is a coherent mechanism for UI extension and an API. So you see like there's an UI concern, and then there's also like a programming reflection of that. Because one big problem is like when you are flexible, when you add stuff, it often makes a mess out of the program. There's like things added on top and on top and on top, and it's really hard to keep that under control. Also, you don't want to shout at people and say like, no, that function is not really worth like building in for a lot of users, just don't do it. So a better way is maybe having that as an extension. If the extension is really, really popular, you could like still make that an official part. Firefox and Chrome do that really well. You have, for example, this part in the upper right hand corner where like projects can have their icons, and if you click them, you get sort of a mini web view they control, but they can't mess with the rest of your UI. Pretty good. I think one little problem here is those pop-ups sometimes look a bit messy because everybody does their own style of that. What might be better if you already give them a kind of design system for those extensions. Here's the Jamovi statistics application that already gives you like useful for statistics UI elements for your extensions. And those extensions usually look pretty good. Well, Visual Studio Code is pretty good at that. You have like on the left-hand side, the sidebar where applications can put things into. So those are, I think, pretty nice projects. So as for the recap, even though they have quite a part of shared history, there are rather different views of what a user is and should be and how to work with them among UX designers and among open source developers. So in the open source culture, as put forth at least by the Cathedra and the Bazaar, you have like this experimenting user creator in a community similar to them. And in UX design, read from the design of everyday things, you have this idea of designing for others and finding out what others need by empirical research. And my suggestion, rather than trying to change one or the other and going into like some sort of educating them, look at what shared objects could help the collaboration. I think interface guidelines are really great. Pick one that gives you very clear advice and go with that. And if you really, really need to, you can sort of write your own addition to a common interface guideline here. You can go with design systems, particularly if it's more about a bigger web page, doing rather similar things, but not giving usually as much as advice. So interface guidelines are more sort of text and advice oriented design systems. It's like really those Lego building brick model. And create APIs for things that change the UI and extensions for people to try out stuff without messing with the whole UI and getting into fights what should be in there or not, because that both keeps the UI coherent and clean, like the UX designers wanted, and it also gives people space to experiment, like it's very important in many open source projects. Thank you.